AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. As part of his push to get schools reopened in the country, President Biden is earmarking coronavirus vaccines being sent to pharmacies around the country for elementary, middle, and high school teachers and staffers.
We'll be using our federal pharmacy program to prioritize the vaccination of pre-K through 12 educators and staff and child care workers. Throughout March, they will be able to sign up for an appointment at a pharmacy near them.
Biden also says there will be enough vaccines in the country by the end of May to vaccinate every adult. Pandemic restrictions being eased in several states despite a reversal in the recent downward trend in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Texas Governor Greg Abbott telling people in his state they can stop wearing masks.
Individual responsibility is a corollary to individual freedom. We can have both.
Texas has lost nearly 44,000 people in the pandemic, third only to California and New York. Michigan increasing the percentage of people allowed into bars, restaurants, and stores from 25% to 50%. In San Francisco, Mayor London Breed announced California gave the green light to indoor dining and the reopening of movie theaters and gyms. An SUV carrying 25 people drove into the path of a gravel hauler this morning in Southern California near the border with Mexico. Judy Cruz at El Centro Regional Medical Center.
Three of them were flown out from the scene. Seven patients transported to El Centro Regional Medical Center, where unfortunately one of those has died.
12 people were dead at the scene. A 13th died at the hospital. A spokesman for Border Patrol and Protection says they're checking the immigrant status of those in the car. He notes they might be farm workers. A harvest of winter lettuce and leafy greens is underway in the region. This is AP News. A top global vaccines promoter says the UN has to pick up the pace.
Seth Berkley of Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, acknowledges the rollout has gone slower than expected in some places because of issues with shipping and approval. But he says ultimately all doses will be made available. Berkley, a leader of the project to deploy COVID-19 vaccines to needy people, has acknowledged hiccups in the COVAX project during an update about its distribution plans. Meanwhile, millions of doses are expected to arrive in Angola, Cambodia, Congo and Nigeria, marking new momentum for the program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Catholic Archdiocese in New Orleans and St. Louis say the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine is morally compromised because it's produced using cell lines derived from aborted fetuses. That's seemingly contrary to the Vatican statement from December that such vaccines are morally acceptable. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.